Today is January 22nd, 2025, and you're listening to Space News First Up.
Did you know Space News offers 4 newsletters, First Up published Monday to Friday and sent at 9 a.m. Eastern Time? Military Space is sent out Tuesday, Space Next AI on Thursday, and on Friday, we send out a curated newsletter of the week's top stories in our Space News This Week newsletter. Visit spacenews.com to sign up.
Here are today's top headlines in space. Redwire is expanding into defense markets with the $925 million acquisition of a drone maker. Voyager Technologies is planning to go public. Finland is the latest country to sign the Artemis Accords. And the United States and Norway have signed an agreement to permit launches of American spacecraft from Norway.
First Up is produced by Space News, the industry standard for professional space journalism. Visit spacenews.com for breaking news, policy updates, and original analysis.
We begin today with news that Redwire is expanding into defense markets with the $925 million acquisition of a drone maker. Redwire said it is buying Edge Autonomy, a manufacturer of military uncrewed aircraft systems, for $150 million in cash and $775 million in stock in a deal expected to close in the second quarter. The deal represents a major pivot by Redwire, which had primarily been a space technology provider, into the defense sector. Redwire executives said they see an opportunity to combine its expertise in satellites with Edge Autonomy's drone technology to create integrated command and control networks that cater to military operators. The Wall Street Journal reports that Voyager Technologies is planning to go public. The company, which changed its name from Voyager Space last week, has confidentially filed paperwork for an initial public offering, IPO, that would value the company at between $2 billion and $3 billion. That IPO is planned for later this year. Voyager is best known as the leading partner on the Starlab commercial space station project, but has been emphasizing its work in defense technologies such as missile propulsion and avionics. Finland is the latest country to sign the Artemis Accords. The country's Minister of Economic Affairs, Ville Reidman, signed the accords Tuesday during a conference at Aalto University. Finland is the 53rd country overall to sign the accords and the first to do so this year, after nearly 20 nations signed on in 2024. There are some questions about the future of the accords, though, given the new Trump administration's America First foreign policy. The United States and Norway have signed an agreement to permit launches of American spacecraft from Norway. The Technology Safeguards Agreement, signed last week, allows the export of American hardware to Norway for launches there while preserving export controls. The agreement would clear the way for the launch of American spacecraft on rockets from Andøya Spaceport in Norway. One company, Germany's ISAR Aerospace, is planning to conduct launches from Andøya as soon as later this year. In other news, Spaceflight Now reports that SpaceX launched a set of Starlink satellites Tuesday morning. A Falcon 9 lifted off at 10:45 a.m. Eastern from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California and placed 27 Starlink satellites into orbit. The launch carried more satellites than on recent flights, which SpaceX said was due to design changes that reduce the mass of individual satellites. The launch also featured the 400th landing of a booster, as the Falcon 9 first stage B1082 completed its 10th flight. NASA is delaying a spacewalk outside the International Space Station that had been scheduled for this week. NASA said Tuesday that the spacewalk by Suni Williams and Butch Wilmore, scheduled for Thursday, would be pushed back a week to provide more time to replenish ammonia in one of two cooling loops on the station. Williams and Wilmore will stow a radio antenna assembly mounted on the exterior of the station during the spacewalk and also swab surfaces to see if microbes can survive outside the station. Rocket Lab's first launch of 2025 is scheduled for early February. Tihi Company said it is planning a launch no earlier than February 3rd of an Electron carrying 5 Internet of Things satellites for French company Kinéis. The launch will be the 4th of 5 under a contract between Rocket Lab and Kinéis. Rocket Lab conducted 16 Electron launches in 2024 and said it plans to exceed that mark in 2025, but did not disclose a specific target. Florida Today reports that stratospheric ballooning company Space Perspective is in danger of being evicted from its Florida headquarters. The company received an eviction notice Friday at its facility at Space Coast Regional Airport in Titusville, Florida, because of failure to pay rent. The company is developing a balloon system that can carry a capsule with 8 people on board to altitudes of about 30 kilometers, mimicking the view of the Earth seen from space. The company's CEO said that, while it conducted a successful uncrewed test flight in September, financial problems led it to furlough 75% of its staff as it works to try to raise more money.